Welcome to StoryShare, a podcast from InterviewGirl.com that brings you inspiring stories and advice each week. Today is an episode from InterviewGirl.com's Life Lessons series. Today's lesson is the power of habit. Aristotle once said, "We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit." Those practices that we do over and over determine outcomes in our lives. Reputable individuals that have lived throughout human civilization all made good habits a part of their daily lives. Habits are about repeating a behavior. Parallel parking, gambling, exercising, brushing your teeth, and every other habit-forming activity all follow the same behavioral and neurological patterns, says the New York Times business writer Charles Duhigg. His new book, The Power of Habit, explores the science behind why we do what we do and how companies are now working to use habit formations to sell and market products to us. Developing new habits and/or breaking old ones is often difficult for individuals. Some people argue that one cannot break an old habit, but one can develop new habits. BJ Fogg directs the Persuasive Tech Lab at Stanford University. He's examined the question, how do humans trigger a behavior that is a habit for them? It hit BJ Fogg that he needed to make it really simple. He wanted to incorporate a tiny change into his day, like one tiny sip of water, or one push-up, or so on. People create tiny habits where they have routines already set up. His research indicates that a tiny habit works out really well. Fogg discovered that the secret was to incorporate a new habit by adding it in after an existing behavior. He teaches that if you use an existing behavior and you put a new behavior after, then the triggers are your existing behaviors. He says you don't need to set alarms, but you need to establish what will come after. He urges us to start practicing tiny habits. Fogg teaches that one's existing behavior becomes anchor for the new behavior. When we incorporate habits that are beneficial to us in our daily lives, our lives change. History shows that people with successful habits then have successful lives. What's great about living today is that new science enlightens us that habits aren't destiny. As Charles Duhigg shows in The Power of Habit, by harnessing this new science, we can transform our businesses, our communities, and our lives. Now we can achieve success by focusing on the patterns that shape every aspect of our lives. We all have power to transform our habits. Science shows practices that can be used to help people transform their habits. This is powerful, because as we transform our habits, our lives change. The things we do daily, over and over, determine what our future looks like. An undeniable lesson from history is we are what we repeatedly do. We are our habits. We encourage you to check out the following resources that will better help you understand habits. We recommend that you check out BJ Fogg's work. He can be found at tinyhabits.com. We also recommend Charles Duhigg's book, The Power of Habit. We encourage you to check out a great resource at stick.com. Stick.com helps you set goals and then achieve them. Stick.com uses a commitment contract to help you build better habits. A commitment contract is a binding agreement you sign with yourself to ensure that you follow through with your intentions, and it does so by utilizing the psychological power of loss aversion and accountability to drive behavior change. Stick.com asks their users to sign commitment contracts, and they help users define their goal, whatever it may be, acknowledge what it will take to accomplish it, and leverage the power of putting money on the line to turn that goal into a reality. We recommend that you check out the website habitforge.com. It's a free resource and works as follows. You tell the website a habit you want to make or break. The website then inspires you and encourages you every day. HabitForge will check in daily to see how you did that particular day. James Clear's blog post about three things you can do to build better habits is also very helpful. He can be found at jamesclear.com. Another great website to check out is sparringmind.com. There are some insightful articles about habits on the website 99u.com. DevelopGoodHabits.com is another website we suggest you check out. We also recommend that you read Gretchen Rubin's book, Better Than Before, Mastering the Habits of Our Everyday Lives. All of these links are included in our show notes. Also, for more resources, please go to interviewgirl.com's blog. Today's StoryShare Life Lessons Series episode was about the power of habit. We're ending the episode with a reflection question. Because remember, it's with our questions that we can begin to change the world. Today we leave you with our question quest. What habits are part of your daily life? What habits do you need to change and or add to your daily routine? We are indeed what we repeatedly do. Take a look at the habits that make you who you are. Thank you for being part of another episode of StoryShare, the podcast from interviewgirl.com that brings you inspiring stories and advice each week.